Welcome back to Gulf Coast Live from WGCU News. I'm John Davis. Next Thursday, Theater Conspiracy begins a limited production of George Brandt's compelling one-woman play, Grounded. It tells the story of a U.S. Air Force pilot who absolutely revels in her work as a fighter pilot until a pregnancy grounds her, and she finds herself searching out terrorists by operating drones from a windowless trailer in the Nevada desert. The play won the National New Play Network's 2012 Smith Prize and the Fringe First Award at the 2013 Edinburgh Fringe Festival. Joining me now in studio is the actress starring in the local upcoming production, Katie Ponko. Theater Conspiracy audiences will remember Katie from her recent roles in productions of Swell Party, Noises Off, and A Christmas Carol. She's also played roles in recent shows with Big Arts on Sanibel and with the Broadway Palm Dinner Theater off-Broadway. She's also a published poet, a visual artist, and formerly an award-winning journalist right here from the WGCU-FM newsroom. Great to see you again, Katie. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. It's great to be back, John.
And we're also joined by the production's director, Bill Taylor. He's founder and producing artistic director of Theater Conspiracy, and it's well known to Southwest Florida theater goers, having produced more than 120 shows, performed in more than 50, including 3 one-man shows himself, and has directed more than 40 productions. Bill Taylor, welcome to Gulf Coast Live.
Thanks so much.
And I invite listeners to join our conversation. Call 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. On Facebook, we're at WGCU Public Media. And on Twitter, we're at WGCU. Use the hashtag GCL. And Bill, to start off, tell us why you decided to direct this play and why now. What about the story appealed to you?
Well, I mean, every year I go through the process of trying to select a season of plays, and this is one of the ones I read last year that, you know, you instantly read it and say, I have to do this show. It's an incredible play. As soon as I finished reading it, I contacted Katie and asked her to come on board to do the show because she was the one that I had seen when I read the show and I knew would be perfect to do the role.
Katie, what did you think about this role?
It's funny. I had known about the play for a couple of years. A friend of mine had done it, and I had done a little bit of research on it, looked at the reviews for the Broadway production with Anne Hathaway. And so when I got the call from Bill, I was like, yes, yes, I need to do this. It was on a bucket list for sure.
And there was no hesitation. That was a, do you want to do it? Yes.
Immediately.
Okay. Immediately. It was no beat.
It's interesting because from what I know of you, Katie, and you know, your interests, your accomplishments, where your life decisions have led you, it seems like you're about at the other end of the spectrum from, you know, the nameless fighter pilot in this show. I'm wondering if you found it difficult to relate to her or if as an actor, if that's important to have to be able to do with your characters.
Well, yeah. I mean, You usually have an easier time with a character that you can personally relate to. But there's something about the fighter pilot. I mean, obviously, I'm not a combat veteran. But there's something about her that's very universal, that's very feminine. The play is about being a wife and a mother as much as it is about being a soldier. And so I felt a connection to her right away. Even though most of her experiences were not anything that I have ever experienced, but like I have been in love, you know, and she's in love, and I've never had a child, but I understand what that is to, you know, to want to be a mom or that sort of thing. So I connected with her on a very basic level, but not necessarily on, you know, as a soldier.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So kind of like on a foundational level,
yeah.
like how we've all gone through these, you know, uneasy adjustments that sort of, you know, put our sense of self-identity just right up front and center.
Right. Yeah. Right.
And with this being a one-woman show, I'm wondering about what kind of unique challenges that poses. Stamina, for sure.
Yeah. It's a lot. It's my first time doing one, and the line load is insane.
Yeah.
And you don't have – theater is usually a team sport, so there's other people that you can rely on. It's like volleyball. You're trying to keep the ball in the air the whole time. And when you're the only person out there trying to keep the ball in the air the whole time, it's a challenge. Stamina, definitely. I've had to look at it from a vocal perspective to make sure that I'm supported and I can talk through the whole thing. And it – it's a lot, and varying what you're doing so that you don't become boring. And that's where Bill comes in, to make sure that there are different levels of what I'm doing so that it's not one note, that it doesn't just become some girl talking on stage for an hour and 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How is a one-woman show different for you as a director? I mean, because, you know, you're not really worried too much about the, you know, the cast and really the synergy between the folks on the stage, because there's just the one person.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the process is still the same, though. Yeah. I mean, you have to break down the script. You have to find the beats. You have to find the you know, it's kind of like directing is kind of like directing a symphony. You know, you want to take the audience on ups and downs, and it's got to have flow to it and everything. So the approach to it really isn't that different. But the nice thing is, in a situation like this, when you have an actress like Katie, it makes it a lot easier, because she is a professional. She comes in, she's prepared, she's ready to go. She knows her lines. You give her a note, she takes it, she does it. And then you realize that's a bad note. Don't do that. And you move on. But the process really is the same from a one-person show to a multi-person show. Mm. But I'm blessed to have her in the cast on this.
And we know the protagonist in this play finds herself, as I mentioned earlier, sequestered in this windowless trailer in the Nevada desert, piloting drones. But does the play really spell out precisely where her military work is taking place? And is it really important for us to know that anyway? I mean, we don't even know her name.
It actually does spell it out.
Oh, okay.
Brandt
mm-hmm.
is very specific. He says she operates out of Creech Air Force Base in Nevada.
Okay. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah. No. It's buried in there. Yeah. He's very specific with certain details of the play, but he's not specific with who she is, because I think, like I said before, it's a universe. There's kind of a universal element to her. She mm-hmm. could be anyone.
Yeah. And Bill Taylor, you know, by choosing this play, were you perhaps at least in part, you know, looking to challenge audiences to reflect on issues like changing mores in the military or U.S. foreign policy or just like the horrors of war in general? I don't want to give too much away, but I know there's, you know, a part of it where she's operating these drones and drones, unlike the fighter jets, which would just zoom off after striking a target, she was seeing for the first time as the drone observes overhead
exactly.
the carnage that
exactly,
it was causing.
Yeah, yeah. Hmm. Well, the first thing always is to find a play that's going to be a quality show that audiences are going to enjoy. The nice part about this is it is going to create some talk afterwards. People are going to discuss all the issues that the play brings up. One of them is that, you know, you have a fighter pilot who she – at the beginning of the show, she is a bad ass woman. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, she's incredible. She's strong. She's vibrant. Sorry, Mike.
You can say that.
She's strong. She's vibrant. You know, and she's flying these planes, and she enjoys what she does. And then when she transfers to being this drone pilot, she doesn't think that it's going to give her the satisfaction. And slowly it does. She finds that viscerally being there, flying these drones and being engaged in combat is similar to flying the F-16s that she normally flies. But it does have that downside where now, instead of dropping a bomb and being, you know, 50 miles away when it hits, she's actually watching everything happen unfold in front of her, and it's only 1.2 seconds away.
Yeah.
And that's a big thing that's mentioned in the show is she's in Las Vegas. She's flying these drones in the Middle East, but it doesn't matter. It's still 1.2 seconds away. As soon as she moves that knob, she presses that button. 1.2 seconds, boom.
Oh, wow. What about the stage setup for this? Is it pretty minimalist?
Yeah.
Very much so. This is just – there's
a chair.
So you don't
have actors to work with or props?
I have a chair.
She gets a chair and a psych.
Yeah.
Wow.
But it's multimedia. There's going to be video projections along with the sound effects and things like that. So visually, it's going to be a very interesting show.
And I got to say, I'm kind of lamenting the limited run of this show. Why, after putting all this work in, just a few performances?
Well, we actually do have a second run. So it runs at Theater Conspiracy the 22nd through the 25th, but then it moves out to the Big Arts Strauss Theater on Sanibel, and it runs from April 11th until April 21st out there. So there's two more weeks if you don't catch this first week.
That makes a lot more sense.
Yes.
Yeah, it is a lot of work for four performances.
Yeah.
Well, any final thoughts you'd want to leave us with about this upcoming production? I know the time's gone by quickly.
Wow. It's just, I don't know, I feel very honored that I get to do this piece, because I do feel like it's an important piece of theater for right now. And it says a lot about what it is to be a soldier, but also, you know, balancing that with also being a wife and a mother. There's a lot. There's so much stuff. And it's important. It's timely. It's a story for now, which is pretty cool.
Bill, anything you'd want to leave us with?
Yeah. I mean, whenever I did curtain speeches for a Doll's House recently and I was trying to describe the show, I did a horrible job because you can't really give a quip synopsis of this play. But I will say that this is going to be one of the best shows you've seen in a long time. It's very engaging. It's timely. Katie does a fabulous job. The script is incredible. I would highly, highly recommend this show.
Well, Katie, I can't wait to come see you next week. And thanks so much. Again, we've been speaking with actress Katie Ponko, who stars in Theater Conspiracy's upcoming production of George Brandt's play Grounded, as well as the show's director and Theater Conspiracy founder Bill Taylor. Great to speak with you both.
Thank you.
And again, the Theater Conspiracy's production of Grounded runs March 22nd through the 25th at the Alliance for the Arts in Fort Myers. Just ahead, the Florida Legislature's newly approved budget for the coming fiscal year includes dramatic cuts to arts and cultural affairs programming. The Alliance for the Arts Executive Director Lydia Black joins us for a look at how the local arts community is receiving the news, what it could mean for local arts programming in your community, and the economic impact of the nonprofit arts industry. Stay with us. That's just ahead. Thank you.